Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The death toll in catastrophic flooding in South Texas is up to 110, and officials say more than 160 are missing. Joe Herring Jr. is mayor of hard-hit Kerrville.
I wish to God there was a way we could have warned them. And that's the truth.
Five campers and a counselor at Camp Mystic are still unaccounted for. Monsoon rains triggered flash floods in the mountain village of Ruidoso, New Mexico.
Oh my gosh, y'all, look.
Oh no.
A man and two children died after they were swept away. An entire home was carried downstream. The Supreme Court's given the go-ahead for the Trump administration to proceed with plans for mass federal layoffs. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Now, importantly, the ruling doesn't mean anyone at those agencies is on the verge of losing their job immediately, but it does give the president permission to start making plans to do so. We know we're definitely going to face even more legal challenges.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A Wisconsin researcher wants you to think about your water utility.
Although drinking water is essential, most citizens and elected officials don't think about these systems until something goes terribly wrong.
That's Manny Teodoro, an expert on water infrastructure and a professor at UW-Madison. He leads the Wisconsin Waterworks Excellence Project. The goal? Highlight where Wisconsin's 572 water utilities are outperforming and where they're struggling.
People can't see leaky water pipes. People can't see treatment plants that are on the verge of disaster.
He's issued report cards, which grade utilities on water quality, operations, infrastructure, and finances. Teodoro says he's a tough grader, but still 92% of utilities across Wisconsin have gotten an A for water quality. Cities like Neenah, West Dallas, and La Crosse earn strong marks overall, but still struggle with aging systems.
These three cities are examples of professional, well-managed utilities that are frankly performing heroically with very, very old infrastructure.
The project uses data already collected by the state's Public Service Commission and the Department of Natural Resources. Teodoro says he'll release report cards every 2 years and eventually add metrics for how water tastes, smells, and looks. Some utilities already shine in that area. Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
Attendees of the American Water Works Association Conference sampled water from across the country and voted on the People's Choice Tap Water Taste Test. Appleton came in second, right behind Denver and above Bloomington, Minnesota. In a Facebook post, the city of Appleton congratulated its water team, saying, quote, "Your commitment flows through every drop."
Find your utilities grades by searching for the Wisconsin Water Works Excellence Project. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
A win for the Miz and McGill. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers wrap up their series this afternoon in Milwaukee. Last night, the Miz, rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, followed by Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, and closer Trevor McGill, held the struggling Dodgers to just one run in a 3-1 win over LA last night. It was enough to leave the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw at a loss for words.
I mean, the three guys that came out of the pen for them, plus him, I mean, I don't think we saw a fastball under 98 today as a team. I mean, this was just a tough game.
The Dodgers have now lost five in a row. The Brewers' Mizorowski gave up a solo home run to LA's leadoff batter, Shohei Ohtani, then proceeded to strike out 12 Dodger batters over six innings to beat the three-time Cy Young winner, Clayton Kershaw. I spoke to the Miz after the game.
You know, I saw something on online that he didn't know who I was, so I hope that he knows me now, you know. It's kind of cool.
That's Brewers pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 59 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82 with a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Celi Flores, a DACA recipient. We'll explore what it was like watching the 2024 election unfold and what it's like now watching Donald Trump attack immigrants from coast to coast.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
A new and improved Pat Kreitlow, apparently. Good morning, it's 7:06. Nice to have you here up north on this Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025. Parker Olson standing by in Madison Studio A2. Coming up later this hour, we will be talking to Heather Dubois-Bornon and Corinne Hendrickson, and we'll be talking about child care, and we'll be talking about public education. They both are leading advocates for those areas, and they are not happy with the results of the state budget. And you may say, well, okay, if there are people on both sides who are unhappy with what's in a state budget, then it must be a good bipartisan document, right? No. No, not necessarily at all. And you can count Heather and Corinne among them. Corinne will be talking to us all about what the shortcomings were for child care in the budget. Heather, from a public education standpoint, like no increase in general state aids for schools and things like that. And how does that carry over into next year when people are running for legislature and maybe even for governor? So that's coming up a little after 7:30 today. A little after 7:30 tomorrow, we'll be talking to Congressman Mark Bocan, so stick around for that tomorrow. And then back to today at 8:30, we'll be talking to State Senator Kelda Royce and talking about a state Supreme Court decision from yesterday that reins in one of the ways that Republicans were abusing their power in the majority in the state legislature. But first, let's bring in meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who's just a little late today, wasn't in time for the great reveal on Pigeon Quest. But in case you missed it, Brittany, up on the screen on social media, there is the former paint bucket who now identifies as Lilu. And Lilu is, well, we get the photo because Lilu was lying low and a little shy. But eventually, I predict Lilu will be on Melissa Kay's shoulder helping you read the forecast. I say as if Lilu's yes. A parrot, you know. I don't think pigeons can recite things back, but, you know, Melissa Kay is a good teacher. You never know.
You never know, right? You never yep. know. Oh, that is yep. so cute. She's just on the top of that whole thing in the castle of pigeons mm-hmm. over there. Gotta love it.
That's what she called it. She called it the castle.
She called it the castle. Yeah, not a dog kennel. No. Not a repurposed kennel. It is a castle for a pigeon. So we're very happy for her about that.
And absolutely.
You know, spirits are a little upbeat here today because it's been such nice weather. Yes, some places got rain, storms, whatnot. But
good day to be a pigeon.
Good day to be a pigeon. Or it's a good day to open up all the windows. I've done that already today. It feels amazing in here. You know, not going to run up the electric bill today anyway with the air conditioner. So does it stick around?
Oh, well, you know, it is nice to get save a little bit of money, a little bit of energy today because, yes, like you said, just today.
You let us down so gently on that. I like that.
I know. I got to break it to you easy. The mugginess does move back in as soon as tomorrow. We are looking at heavy rain and storms moving in on Friday. Maybe a little comfortable break on Saturday, but more humidity spills in Sunday and into early next week. So it's summer. That's why the hair is curly. There's no escaping it, really. It's only temporary day at a time. As we go through today, we are looking at dense fog in places. So there's a lot of sunshine west in the state and south. A lot of fog far north into central areas and far south as well, with a dense fog advisory for Bayfield, Ashland, Iron, and even south of Madison into Janesville. So that will start to clear as we go through the next hour or two. We do have a high pressure system in place all day today, and so that means some pretty calm winds, and that's why the fog is here. So another chance for some fog overnight tonight and through tomorrow morning, but otherwise we're staying sunny and dry today, mostly dry tomorrow. A few showers do want to spark up in the western parts of the state later in the afternoon, and maybe some thunderstorms south, but overall most of the state sunny and dry for 2 days. Today's highs mid-80s far south, mid-70s far north. And then tomorrow we'll all be in the low to mid 80s. And again, more mugginess starting to move back in.
Very much, you know, a summer forecast. Rob tells us from Tigerton, getting into the dog days of summer here. Says, good morning from Tigerton. Cloudy and 63. Busy mowing lawn in the Tigerton area yesterday. With the rain and the warmth and the humid weather, mowing has been a nonstop job, but I can't complain. He says yesterday Tigerton had 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. He's got 6 yards today to do in Tigerton, a doctor's appointment in Shawano. He loved hearing Alan O'Day's Undercover Angel in our last segment, popular back in the late 1970s. He loves that old pop music from there. And he says, talk about a happy H, high pressure system. Brittany's the very happy meteorologist, the best in media. Well, yeah, when you bring us happy high pressure like this. This is lovely.
I could stay for a whole week. I'll work on it for end of July or something. I'll try my best. But I was thinking, Rob's tan must be outrageous with how much he is outside and doing stuff and cutting the grass.
Good. You know? That's true. It's got to be that full-on farmer's tan.
Yeah.
You know, where, you know, when he's shirtless, you just see this red V, you know, down his neckline, and then the very well-defined where the short sleeves end. Yeah.
I love it.
Lou doesn't love a good farmer's tan. All right, Brittany, thank you. We'll talk to you next hour.
Sounds good.
While we're doing comments online, and you can make comments on Facebook or YouTube, go to the Up North News or Civic Media pages for Facebook or YouTube. Last hour, we attempted to explain the state Supreme Court decision, and it was on its surface about so-called conversion therapy, but it really got into the ways that Republicans have been abusing the legislative rulemaking process. Arthur writes, Pat, you are so good at explaining complicated democracy rules, and I hope the Democrats can find an advertising agency capable of condensing your words for a campaign message. Democrats must be elected to see any forward progress. All the people of Wisconsin must see how their own representatives are voting. Thank you, Ardith. I appreciate the kind words very much, and we will talk about it again at 8:30 when we catch up with State Senator Kelda Royce to talk about that. Looking at our 7:30 conversation with Heather Dubois-Bornon and Corrine Hendrickson, here's a comment on Facebook. The Republican strategy is to threaten drastic cuts, even when we have a huge surplus. Then Democrats pretend it's a win when the cuts don't happen or where there is a token increase. That is not a compromise. That's extortion at the expense of our kids and families. And the thing I like about that comment is it's an equal opportunity thing. It says that, you know, Democrats are accepting things as a win that aren't necessarily any kind of a big win, but that, you know, Republicans are essentially engaged in extortion and have not been adequately called out for it. You know, at a time of a $4 billion state surplus, for Republicans to talk like they did 2 weeks ago that they would actually cut the UW system by $87 million rather than give it a funding increase. I mean, it should have been just raining bricks on them for saying this is what you're going to do when we finally have a surplus, is you're going to cut UW funding because you're so petty, because you get your feelings hurt so easily. And they didn't really get that. I mean, why would they? The state budget is not the kind of thing most people pay a lot of attention to. But there wasn't nearly enough condemnation for it, so that when they ultimately agreed with Governor Evers to a modest increase, it makes it look like a win for them when, you know, the win only comes after a certain degree of extortion. And I know that our guests at 7:30 are going to have some things to say about whether these are real wins in the childcare and education spheres. And now, to be fair, and I'm sure you'll hear this from me in the next half hour, is that, you know, we have divided government here. We have Republicans running the legislature, a Democrat in the governor's office. And, you know, so there's also that argument that says, you know, if you don't accept half a loaf, you're going to get no loaf at all. And maybe this actually was the best compromise that could be achieved between the two sides. I'm not going to tell you one side is right or the other. I'm going to give them all a forum for them to present their points of view and then for you to ultimately make a decision. But here's the thing. The decision you're ultimately making is a binary one. Ultimately, whatever you think of whether Democrats did enough or not in this budget, there's going to be a Democrat on the ballot for your seat in the Assembly and for State Senate, and there's going to be a Republican on there. And I can guarantee the Republican is not going to say, well, I always supported an increase for the UW system. I always supported more money for child care. Or if they do say that, well, there's a good chance they're fibbing. They would have been very happy to go along with a budget that did not fund these things, and they would have then talked all about fiscal conservatism and fiscal restraint and being good stewards of the tax dollar, even as more child care centers close up and even as more public schools go to referendum. So there can absolutely be dissatisfaction with the Democratic side of things, but if this carries over into 2026, there could be tremendous ramifications in the 2027 budget. Because if there were to be a Governor Tom Tiffany, for example, and a Republican-led Assembly and Senate, the modest gains that were achieved this time around are going to look like a faraway fantasy for some future budget. So we're going to let people, you know, express their dissatisfaction with how much better we could be doing. But the only true way we're going to be doing better is if people next year do not sit out the process and get involved and fight for the team that's fighting for them, even if it doesn't always appear to be fighting as hard as you would like them to be. I wish I had an easier answer for you, but that is how politics work in a two-party system. And unfortunately, for a whole host of reasons, that's the one that we got with us right now. Also in the news, there was an endorsement in the state Supreme Court race for next year. Senator Tammy Baldwin endorsing appeals court judge Chris Taylor. Again, it looks like Judge Chris Taylor will be going up against incumbent conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley next April. Justice Bradley talking about wanting to serve another term, but I don't know that she's made the formal announcement of the campaign. And Senator Baldwin already getting involved endorsing Judge Taylor, along with the three current liberal justices and Justice-elect Susan Crawford, who have all endorsed Judge Chris Taylor as well. All right, let's turn to sports now at 7:18, because that was a fun one to watch last night. Jacob Mizorowski back on the mound and starts off the game going two strikes to Shohei Ohtani. Strike one, strike two. Crowd's getting all jazzed up. Here comes the third pitch, and Shohei Ohtani sends it over the center field wall 431 feet to give the Dodgers the early lead. Did Mizorowski get shaken up by this? No. He struck out the next five Dodger batters and ended up yielding only four hits and one walk. And he outdueled three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw as the Brewers pulled ahead by scoring two runs off Kershaw in the fourth inning and defeated the Dodgers last night by a score of 3-1. The Dodgers have now lost four games in a row. But Mizorowski did six strong innings, followed by Jared Kinnig, Abner Uribe, and Trevor Megill, and they did not allow a base runner over those last three innings. The two teams wrap up their three-game series this afternoon. You can catch the pregame on several Civic Media stations, including stations up north in Hayward and Park Falls, way down south in Racine, Kenosha, Oshkosh, Richland Center. If you're anywhere there, tune into your local Civic Media station and hear the Brewers pregame coverage at 12:35 this afternoon. Then the Brewers will be off tomorrow, but they stay home. And coming to town for the weekend will be the Washington Nationals. They'll play those games over the weekend, and then it's time for the All-Star break already. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Weddings are an exciting time, but they can be a lot of work and stress too. Let Belinda with the Bride's Secretary custom design your wedding invitations that will make a statement and provide secretarial services that will reduce your stress. Custom invitations and stationery for weddings or any special occasion. You don't just need stationery, you need a secretary.
For more information, call Belinda at 715-340-2999 or visit thebridesecretary.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 8th, 2025. Have your host James joining you right now. We're joined by our good friend Promise Bakken. She is with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, their Marketing and Communications Director over there. Promise, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you in studio. Good to have you with us as always. And so many of these great events that we get to talk about are so much fun and energizing. And we kick off with one of the big ones and one of our favorite ones, of course, Lunch by the River.
Yeah, so Lunch by the River happens every Thursday at Veterans Memorial Park from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. You know, and this is a great way to get out of the office for a little bit and come see what's going on down there. This week's sponsors are Nicolet Staffing and Woodtrust Bank, so you can stop in and visit their booths and check out their swag that they have going on down there and any kind of promotions that they have. I would imagine that Nicolet Staffing would have like some employment opportunities out there too as well. And the entertainment this week, why I'm really excited about this one, it's the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band.
It's so awesome.
Have you heard them before?
Yes, yeah. Very good. They happened to be down there once, actually, when I was down there. And yeah, they're amazing. They're really good. They're very talented kids. And it's really, a lunch and a show is really what you get with this one.
Yeah. We have a variety of food trucks every week. We have them listed on our flyer, but sometimes due to scheduling and stuff like that, some of them aren't there, but most of the time they're all there. So we're pretty excited about that. We've got quite a few new ones that are joined us this year. And then yeah, so then this week, too, I wanted to say thank you to our presenting sponsor, Enbridge. They've been a huge support of Lunch by the River this year. And, of course, our Royal Flush sponsor, Crockett Septic. We need Crockett Septic down there with their porter potties. So thank you very much.
Yeah, a big shout out to both those companies, putting a lot into our community, and appreciate them. And when it comes to just going back to the food trucks a little bit, one of the things that I've heard so consistent, especially in recent years, is the variety.
Yeah,
there is something for everybody down there. And I don't mean just like different types of food, but different quantities. If you're, I'm a grazer, I don't eat a ton at lunch or anything like that. So they got smaller items down there. And then, if you want a big meal, they got a big meal down there for you. They got a good variety of stuff. Check out Lunch by the River every Thursday this summer, 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Speaking of great events and beautiful locations, we've got a couple more to talk about here. Gather by the Band Shell is going on tonight.
Yeah, Gather by the Band Shell today from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Rome Town Center. This one is presented by Visit Rome, and our sponsors for the night are Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa and Mid-State Technical College. So I'm pretty sure if you head on down there, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa might have some rewards play there for you. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to bring their little spinner wheel, too.
Oh, yeah. You have to let us know if they do. Yeah, that's good. Will. That's good.
Yeah. And then the Pig Pen's going to be down there for food, and then Duology for the entertainment. And so Gather by the Band Shell is like really expanded this year, thanks to Lacey. She's put with some extra effort into making that, a little bit more kid friendly, so you can bring your kiddos out. We have some yard games out there, and I've been hearing great feedback about this one this year.
Same. Yeah. And it's so cool to see. It's really good that not only I do, and I don't know how hard you guys work. I don't want to pretend I know, but I know you guys work hard over there to see that being, the rewards of that and people in the community responding to it and everything really well. And this one, we only get a couple of these every summer. With this one in particular, it's a little different than Lunch by the River.
Right.
So we really encourage you to attend these and share your support with the chamber. Let them know how much you're appreciating these, enjoying these, and enjoy some great food from the Big Pen, which is a great name. God, I love that name. And a big fan, I will admit journalistically, huge fan of Duology. Oh. Ben and them, great guy, great people. They've been on the air with us before. It's a really entertaining band right there. You're going to have a lot of fun tonight, everybody.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we want to send a big shout out to their season sponsors, of course.
Oh, yeah, our season sponsors for Gather by the Band Shell is Sand Valley and Coldwell Banker Advantage. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate them. And appreciate them, all these businesses, like we've mentioned already, that have been putting into the community, like Ho-Chunk and Mid-State or Sand Valley and Coldwell and so many other great ones. Mm-hmm. And if people want more information and they want to reach out, they got to reach Lacey for this one. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep, Lacey Alling, and you can give her a call at 715-422-4859.
And we want to wrap up as far as kind of summer location events and everything with the Rendezvous in the Park.
Yeah, Rendezvous in the Park, is on July 16th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Riverside Park in Nakusa. This one has been going on for quite a few years as well, and it's doing really well down there. We have food for the 16th is Chatterbox. I love their food.
So good.
I'm a huge fan of their food. And the entertainment for the night will be the Shantytowners. So I haven't heard them yet.
I haven't either. Yeah. No. I love the name, though. They already got me with the name. So that sounds like a fun band.
Yeah. And then so the sponsors for the night are Urkel Worldwide and Domtar Industries. So go head on down there and check out their booths. I'm sure they're going to bring their swag down there, too, and give you some information about what their industries do for our area and our communities.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to thank our season sponsors, too, The Spot by Jacoby and City of Nakusa.
Yeah, big shout out to everybody involved with that one. That one's another one that's just gotten more popular and gotten stronger over the years. And and one of the more beautiful locations you're going to find, Riverside Park in Nakusa. Yes, I just love it over there.
I love that, yeah.
The 42nd annual Lucky's Summer Golf Classic is around the corner, coming up at the end of the month, promise. And I apologize, but I studied. I knew what we were going to talk about today, but I see that 42nd annual again, and it still just is surprising to me. Yeah. It's so cool to see, and I can't believe how long this has been going on.
Yeah, this is one of our bigger events of the year. We gain a lot of traction with this. A lot of people register teams and come on out and have like a day out of the office and, you know, just do a round of golf. And there's going to be raffles. There's going to be food. There's going to be beverages. It's a great way to network with other companies in the area, too. And it's a really relaxed way of networking. You know, there's going to be games on the golf course, you know, from our whole sponsors. But this one's on July 22nd. We're having it at the Ridges this year. So 9 a.m. registration and with a 10 a.m. shotgun start. And it's like 18 holes of golf, and it includes lunch and a buffer, lunch and dinner buffet. And then we're still looking for a few sponsors, raffle baskets, wine, liquor, swag bag items, you know, those types of things. I'm excited. There's going to be 50-50 raffles, mm-hmm. basket raffles. It's just a huge day of fun for, you know, people that want to get out of the office and do a little bit of team building, you know, maybe reward your team, and then have some food.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and in Wisconsin, 4-H members are all in. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. They're working with the Cedar Crest Ice Cream Company based in Wisconsin to come up with creative new flavor ideas the company might consider. Shannon Simon is the marketing manager for Cedar Crest Ice Cream, and she says this year's winter demo derby, created by a 4-H club in Portage County, has some interesting twists.
The winner of this particular ice cream year is the Sunnyside Climbers 4-H from Portage County, Pullover, Wisconsin. They're winning ice cream called Demo Derby. And the way that they presented Demo Derby is that it's chocolate ice cream dented with chocolate cookie crumbs and smashed M&Ms and swirled with a chocolate fudge to represent the oils that you would have on the county fairgrounds when they have their Demo Derby. So Demo Derby was one of their favorite county fairs activities. So they wanted to create an ice cream that represented that particular county fair that we have.
Creative Kids, that's Shannon Simon. She's the marketing director for Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Finalists receive a Cedar Crest ice cream party, as well as the grand prize winner getting an ice cream party and $500 cash. Demo Derby will be a featured flavor you can look for at Cedar Crest locations all across Wisconsin.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most, your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
And it's cherry picking season in Wisconsin, particularly in Door County. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced that Chris Lautenbach from Fish Creek and Jim Sequest from Ellison Bay have been elected to 3-year terms serving on the Wisconsin Cherry Board. They started those responsibilities on July 1st. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 59 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82 with a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, women continue having problems accessing their health care. We're going to talk about that with Megan Kling. Join us.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
One hour from now, we will be talking to State Senator Kelda Royce. 24 hours from now, we will be talking to Congressman Mark Pocan here on the program. The program powered by Up North News, not called Up North News Radio anymore, but, you know, even the host can still make bloopers from time to time. It is a Wednesday morning, July 9th. Nice to have you along. And now two of our favorite guests and one of our most difficult topics in a while. Heather Dubois-Boronin from the Wisconsin Public Education Network and child care provider Corrine Hendrickson. Nice to see you both, ladies. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. How
I'm
are
sorry.
You,
I have the New Year's resolution to stop saying how are you. It's just not a fair question this year, is it? It's just not. Corrine, you were first out of the gate when the budget agreement was announced. To take a look at it, you were kind enough to review it quickly on our behalf and let us know at first blush, you know, that there were some good points, but there were definitely some shortcomings, especially the aid only being there for a year in a 2-year budget cycle. Now, some time having passed, is there anything else you wanted to add in terms of your overall feeling on how this state budget agreement leaves the childcare industry in Wisconsin?
So now that we've had a little bit of time to reflect, look over it and talk with others across the state to see how it's basically landing and what the plans are, is because of the spin that's been taken by the governor and the Democrats and the Republicans on how much of a win this is, our parents are very upset with us because our rates are still going up, because they see that we got $330 million. And we asked for $480 million, so they're not able to understand that two different things we're talking about. So the continuing funding was the $480 million that we were asking for, and we received $110 million. That gets us through to next June. I am very happy that we were able to, you know, make sure that our federal ARPA interest money is going to be allocated in a good way. However, it's going to be less than what we're getting right now. And what we're getting right now is not allowing us to keep family child care solvent, to keep teachers, you know, teaching, to keep classrooms open. And now we have very upset parents with us because they don't trust us and that what we're telling them is the truth. And that's why we're raising our rates and that's why we're still closing. And so really looking at this in the way we communicate to people, how this is actually impacting people in the real world. And yes, the other funding that's coming through is funding that we have every single year, pretty much. That subsidy money is federal money. It gets allocated every time. That's a lot of it. And again, looking at those harmful policies that were traded, it's just, it's immoral, honestly, to be saying that, you know, 16-year-olds should be in charge of classrooms and counted in ratios, and to, you know, take our most vulnerable who are on subsidy and require, if you want to participate in this pilot, to get a little bit more money to have 7 toddlers in a classroom instead of 4. And so it's not getting better.
No. Heather, same question to you. Again, we talked a lot about the special education boost, but there was also, to be honest, a lot not to like about this deal for education advocates. In what ways? Where were the shortfalls? You want to start with general aides?
Yeah, that's where we got to start, Pat. And I mean, I hate to come right out of the gate with a negative, but the truth of the matter is this budget really was kind of a staggeringly and shockingly betraying move from the state legislature that had signaled all along that it was going to move on both special education and kind of meeting minimum aid needs. This is unprecedented. We have, as far back as we've been able to track, never seen a state budget that failed to provide even a penny of new general aid in either year of the biennial budget. So this fall and next fall, kids are going to be going back to school with $0 in new state aid. And let's keep in mind, anything less than inflation is a cut. And so this is a cut across the board to every single district in the state holding the line. They still get that $325 in spending authority or revenue limit increase that the governor, worked into his veto last time. But that's going to be made up at the local level by increasing property taxes. And we predict that we're going to see tons more referenda around the state. There were also some new aids, right? We did, increase special education reimbursement to the highest rate it's been in decades, and yet it's still woefully inadequate to meet needs. At an anticipated 42% and 45% reimbursement in years one and two, since they didn't allocate enough money to make sure that those percentages would be stable, they're not guaranteeing those percentage rate, and we predict that it'll probably be lingering in the 30s still, meaning that Wisconsin may get out of last place for worst state in the nation for how we do special ed, but we're still in the bottom tier, and we're still facing about a $1 billion funding gap across the state where districts are going to have to take out of their general aid to cover, the 60% of special ed costs that are going to remain unreimbursed. So it's a crisis moment. And like Corrine said, who gets the blame for this? With politicians taking a victory lap around a trash can right now, people are like, why are my taxes going up? I thought we were investing historic amounts in public schools. They're blaming their local boards. They're blaming their superintendents. They're mad about the right things, but they're mad at the wrong people. And they need to follow the trail of crumbs back to the state house and say, we're not clapping for these. We are demanding adequate aid to actually meet the needs of our kids in our districts. And this budget absolutely did not deliver for our kids.
Heather, let me start you on this one and then go to Corrine. And that is the prospect of, if not this deal, then there would have been no new state budget at all, and the old budget would have simply continued. We've talked about the prospect that there were Republican lawmakers who wanted that and therefore weren't going to support anything. And it's a tough call because you don't have a government shutdown here. You just have the old budget continuing. Yeah. Was that a less attractive or more attractive option than what this new state budget ultimately turned out to be?
That's a false choice. Those were not the only two choices our lawmakers had. They had a third choice, which is be the grown-ups you were elected to be, go back to the drawing board and work it out. Create a budget that actually meets our priority needs. If the governor had called the bluff on this and said, absolutely not, we are not sending our kids back to school with zero. We are not letting childcare accounts expire. We are going to invest in prioritizing the priority needs as the people of this state brought them to us throughout this entire budget process, we could have had a different result. I understand that the rhetoric wants us to say it was one or the other and it was all or nothing, but the fact is that's simply not true. And if we had leaders who were more amenable to doing the right thing by their constituents, we might be having a totally different conversation right now.
Corrine, is that what you wanted to see from Democratic lawmakers and a Democratic governor?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We didn't fight so hard to get people elected to then have them turncoat basically and vote against all the things that they said they were going to do. And I agree, they could have just done a Medicaid budget to make sure that we got that funding and then gone back and done separate bills. I also feel like things are going to fall apart now when it's too late to fix it, because they are going to gavel out in March. And while they're campaigning is when these rural schools will be probably looking at consolidation. It's when the child cares will be absolutely falling apart. And had it started already now, there would have been time to do something, because the consequences of their actions would have happened while they were still able to be held accountable to them. So Friday we're doing a Time's Up rally with WPEN and multiple other partners at the state capitol. 9:30 State Street entrance is the press rally, and we are press conference, and then we're doing a rally after, and we are going to be talking about how this budget fails our children, and at the federal level, connecting all the harm that is coming down from the federal level and how our state is not even thinking about doing that. And the child care specific, we are going to be asking for a special session to finish the job for the $480 million. And we are talking with our partners to see if they want to add to that at all for their request. It's, you know, kind of last minute with the whole like pivoting, but we're good at pivoting. And the other thing I want to say is clearly in these budget negotiations, they need some teachers to help moderate the discussion and help them learn how to play in the sandbox together.
From David on Facebook, Heather and Corrine are spot on. This is a crisis moment. Our kids, our families, and our communities are being left behind all over the state. I just cheered as Heather declared this budget compromise as the result of a false choice. It's now up to us to change how we organize in places like way up north where I am. If the legislature can't get the work done, we need a new legislature. From Eli, thank you, Heather and Corrine. Backbone is needed by a representation, backbone for the good. But I'll tee up the next question to you this way. From Tony on YouTube, sadly, you can't make Republicans be responsible adults. And I think this is the toughest question to the both of you, is to what degree you can be angry with Democrats, and at what point does that anger take away from replacing the Republicans who put us in this position in the first place? Heather, I'll start with you.
First of all, my anger is not partisan. Right. My anger is about the failure of the state to meet its constitutional responsibility to its children. The fact that this has become a partisan battle makes me furious. But that politics is our problem, not our fault. And I think as long as we center that political division in our conversations about how we're going to change this, we're never going to have a solution. And that's why our coalition was calling for the governor to just call it out and call a veto this year, because the status quo is not going to change itself. We have seen this cycle again and again and again. And until we do get a legislature where we can have nice things and use our record surplus to actually invest in meeting the needs of our communities, we're not going to get that kind of change. And so, yeah, I think it's true that there are individuals who are digging their heels and there are party politics at play, but we need to rethink the way we do politics altogether in this state. And that's going to take some serious organizing, like the kind that David described in his comment, where we live, putting pressure on and making sure that our elected officials of all political stripes know that we are not going to tolerate behavior that sells us short.
Corrine, just a little over a minute to ask you the same thing about, holding Republicans accountable for the environment, but holding Democrats accountable for how much fight they bring into each budget debate.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what we've allowed to become partisan. The issues we're talking about, our children, our families, our communities are not partisan, never have been partisan, but our elected leaders are treating them that way, and we allow it. And so it goes back to that organizing piece. So the afternoon of our July 11th is actually us coming together, because we'll have people from all over the state to talk about how we can get real people to run real campaigns with real people supporting them while they run for office. But then also once they're in office, they have those real people then to come back to and talk about, and the people that are good at and know a variety of issues, because one person who's elected is not going to be able to know, nor should they know everything about everything, but they should know the people, the real people to talk to, not the lobbyists, not the paid interests, not the comms people, but the real people that these policies will impact and how that will impact them, so they can make a good, solid decision with integrity and honesty.
And again, Corrine, really quick, the Friday X's and O's again at the Capitol, 9:30, you said?
Yes, we're gathering at 9 o'clock. The press conference starts at 9:30, State Street entrance. And then we'll do a march around the Capitol, deliver some letters to elected representatives. So bring letters saying that you want them to finish the job and do it correctly. And then we're lunch is to be determined. We're doing some fundraising for that. Okay. And then also then we'll have our discussion.
Corrine Hendrickson and Heather Dubois-Bornon, thank you so much for all you do. We appreciate it so much. And for taking a little time this morning. Have a great day.
Thanks for having us. Talk to you soon.
You bet. You're very welcome. A local update is next for some of you. For others, a Wisconsin, Western Wisconsin update right here with Jimmy Cuska. And in our 8 o'clock hour, Senator Kelda Royce. I'm Pat Kreitler.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
The day is here, the one you've planned and pictured in your mind 100 times. Guests arrive, soft music plays, and everything is falling into place. Today, you marry your best friend. At Distinctly Yours Wedding and Events, your celebration is designed to feel like you. Personal, thoughtful, and full of joy. Marsha and her team are with you every step of the way, making sure everything flows seamlessly so you can be present and take it all in. Because your wedding should be distinctly yours, down to the very last detail.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. Save the date, Friday, July 11th at 6:35 p.m. for a thrilling halfway to Halloween celebration. Immerse yourself in a ghostly atmosphere with pregame trick-or-treating on the field, a fun-filled rafters costume contest, and exclusive blackout Halloween jerseys available for auction. Cap off the night with spectacular post-game fireworks that will light up the sky. And the excitement doesn't stop there. On Saturday, July 12th at 6:35 p.m., Witter Field will become the ultimate wedding destination for a special Renew Your Vows event. Explore enchanting wedding displays throughout the concourse and take part in entertaining bachelor and bachelorette party games during the game. Then be a part of a heartwarming post-game vow renewal ceremony at home plate that you won't want to miss. Stop out and celebrate in style. Come dressed in your best Halloween costumes July 11th. And get ready to share the love on July 12th.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
You never know the relationships or the conversations you can have with an event like this when you put businesses mm-hmm. in the same area together and some of that. You also don't know necessarily like how far your business can reach until you do things like this. Mm-hmm. This event is actually a really good example of what the chamber does on a day-to-day basis of getting your business, hopefully it's doing well, but have you reached everybody you could reach, or are you reaching different audiences, or you know, people that, you know, a different town over or something like that? There's a wide group of people out there that your business may not be hitting. Being a part of these kind of things, when they see your logo as a whole sponsor or something like that, more than likely there's going to be people seeing that that may have not seen it before, may be not be familiar with their business. So the advertising angle of this is unparalleled. I don't even know how you put a price on that as far as marketing and some of that goes. And you know more about this stuff than I do, promise. But that's a tough one to put a price tag on for the amount of people that are going to see that that might not have seen it otherwise. And you mentioned the team building, the fellowship. You don't know what kind of memories or kind of things you can create there with your team, but you know you bond over it. You get stronger from these kind of things. And it's golf, and people love golf in this area.
They definitely do.
It's a fun one. If people want to find out more about that, we'll let them know when we wrap up how they can contact you guys.
Yes.
Okay. Networking at Night is another one I want to make sure we spend some time on. That's coming up on July 28th.
Yep, July 28th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The host for this one is the Current Young Professionals Group, and they're going to have this at Lucky's on 2nd since they don't have their own building right now, which is great. I love Lucky's. You know, it's a great bar. The appetizers are going to be provided by Milltown Coffee Company. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then entertainment will be provided by Wham Incorporated. And this is just one of those events where it's, you know, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., head on out after work, grab a couple of like coworkers and come and check it out. You can network, have a drink, get to meet new people. It's going to be a great opportunity to have like a laid back environment where you can kind of, you know, dip your toes in the water. Even if you aren't a member of the chamber yet, this is a great way of just kind of, you know, getting on the scene a little bit and getting your face out there, and then, you know, learn about the benefits of the chamber itself, things like that. There's going to be raffle prizes. It's free to attend. And we are also almost booked up for 2026. So if there's anybody interested in being a host for 2026, we have 2 months left. 2 months to fill. So if you want to get on that list, you got to get on it soon.
I will race all you businesses there, everybody, because that's really good to know, promise. But and I second everything you said there. I couldn't say it better. It's not only is Lucky's a great spot, it's great to see Milltown Coffee. We've been talking about them a while. They've been sponsoring our Pet of the Week. And we're really excited for them to get up and running and, and getting moving here more and more. Wham Incorporated is another subsidiary of Quality Plus Printing. And Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word and some of that, and our audience knows how entertaining those people are over there, so that's going to be great entertainment. All of that being said, what Promise said I think is maybe the biggest highlight, the biggest headline of all of this, the relaxed business atmosphere. You know, it's almost business casual in a way, where you're going into this and we want you to have fun, enjoy yourself, but we all know how work and how these things can work. And you know, you get talking to somebody and business may come up and you just don't know what kind of relationships you can build from something like that. And at the very least, you get out of the house, like you've been saying, and have some fun and get, you know, let your hair down a little bit and all that. It's a fun night and it's coming up July 28th. Another thing I wanted to note, the Current Young Professionals, that is something that's gaining steam and it's something, a group I'd like to learn more and more about, and I know the audience would too. So here's another great opportunity for that.
Yeah, definitely head on down there and they'll be able to fill you in on all the things that they're trying to accomplish with that group this year.
And while you're down there, you're going to run into chamber members and encourage you to find out more about the chamber if you're not a member already. I think that was a really good point. This is a great opportunity to learn more about it and kind of test the waters a little bit. And we wrap up with Network Exchange for Safety Professionals. That is coming up at the end of the month, Promise.
So Network Exchange for Safety Professionals is happening on July 30th over at Mid-State Technical College from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Registration closes July 23rd for that, so make sure you head over to our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com to register and attend this. So our speakers are going to be Zach Stablaski from Ocean Spray Cranberries, and he'll be talking about, you know, the effective techniques for safety and training, policies and procedures, and how to effectively, you know, train people in safety and what kind of policies you should have for your company, whether you're a small organization or a large organization. You know, what kind of OSHA rules are you supposed to be following? You know, are you supposed to be wearing hard hats or steel toes? You know, those different types of things for your business. And then it's free for chamber members. There is a just a $10 fee for non-members. And then lunch will be provided by Mid-State Technical College that day, too. So you don't have to worry about missing lunch, especially since it's from 11 a.m. to 12:30.
You guys are so good at that. Yeah. You guys think of all those things.
We try.
It's really insightful. That's really smart. It's also a great opportunity for this. This is information you need to have.
Right.
This is stuff before you even open your doors as a business, or if your doors are already open, this is information you should already have.
It's
really important stuff, and it's coming from somebody in the industry that knows what they're talking about. Zach is a great speaker, so you get that opportunity not only to hear that information like that and face to face, but also if you have questions that occur, there you go. Exactly. There's the resource right there to be able to ask those questions. And I would think too, with something like this, you attend it, say you leave it, and I knew the majority of that, or I pretty much knew all that. That could be just as valuable and in confirming, I'm doing the right thing here.
Yeah,
sometimes that's just as much of a blessing to a new business or just anybody out there, even if your business has been around a long time.
Yeah, this is a really good one too. So if you are a smaller organization, you don't have a person staffed to fill that, safety role, you can just send anybody in there. That is kind of like wears multiple hats for your company so they can get like refresher course on some of these topics as well.
There's been so many wonderful and successful businesses that haven't survived because of things like this, because they didn't do the homework on this stuff. So it's important to do, and it's a great opportunity too from and a great environment too. That's going to be fun. Yeah. That's going to be a good night. I promise we've talked about a lot today. There's a lot of things going on with you guys, and we hadn't even gotten to August. When it comes to all this, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, maybe register for the golf event or any of that, how can they reach you? How can they get in hold of you guys?
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The death toll from Friday's flash flooding in South Texas stands at 110. Officials say that more than 160 people are unaccounted for, among them five from Camp Mystic. Lily Kammerfeld was in a different bunk.
I feel guilty that we were so safe and oblivious while they were living hell on earth.
The Supreme Court's cleared the way for the Trump administration to resume mass federal layoffs. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
My understanding is not just tens of thousands of workers, but actually up to 100,000 different workers. This would be a significant restructuring of the executive branch.
L.A. has joined a lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from conducting ICE raids there. City attorney Heidi Fieldstein Soto.
These unconstitutional roundups and raids cannot be allowed to continue. They cannot become the new normal.
CBS News Brief.